It's 8:04. This is KRCCN CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. Between 11% and 21% of scientific and other specialized positions were eliminated in our states across our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
A consulting group made up of former federal employees called Prospect Partners reviewed DOGE data. They tracked the exodus of federal workers, including experts that specialize in areas ranging from plant physiology to microbiology. Andrea Delgado is co-author of the report and says the work of these specialists can be underappreciated. Entomologists, for example, are needed after the unseasonably warm winter and ahead of what could be an intense wildfire season.
These are the people that are looking out for insects that kill our vegetation or trees and leave behind massive amounts of dry fuel.
In all, 35% of entomologists and half of all plant physiologists are gone, according to the report. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
Another child in Colorado has died from the flu, according to the state health department. That marks 6 confirmed pediatric deaths in this year's viral respiratory season. The last time Colorado saw that many was over a decade ago in the 2014 season. A spokesperson with the health department says the 6th death was a middle school-aged child from the Denver area. The rising number of pediatric deaths comes during a particularly bad flu season, both in Colorado and nationally. Many ski areas are closing earlier than expected across Colorado's mountains as warm and dry weather persists. Granby Ranch will close today. Sunday is the last day for Monarch outside of Salida and Purgatory outside of Silverton. Buttermilk near Aspen closed suddenly Wednesday, more than a week ahead of schedule. At some resorts, typical closing day celebrations have been canceled as a result of Colorado's warmest winter ever recorded. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. It's 8:06.